Welcome to today's Living Word for April 22nd, 2024. I'm TJ Gentry. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. We're continuing to make our way through the Gospel of John. Today we come to John chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. And we'll see in this passage that we're going to get an insight into John's testimony. A group of priests and Levites are sent from Jerusalem, and they're on a fact-finding mission. They want to know what is going on with this John the Baptist fella. He's caused quite a kerfuffle, quite a stir. So in a time when prophecy had been silent for 400 years since the end of Malachi, for John to come and do what he's doing and say what he's saying, well, that gets the attention of the religious leaders. And their attention, by the way, is not a bad thing, at least on the face of it. They should be asking, well, what's going on? Something's changed. We didn't have prophecy, and now we have John. But we know from the rest of the story that their motives are insincere. They're more concerned with keeping power than they are with advancing the work of God. They don't even recognize Messiah in their midst. But all that'll come out as we look at John chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. And here's a thought I want you to keep in mind as we go through this text. Know who you are. We'll see here that John really does understand who he is. And we have to know who we are if we would be like John, and ultimately if we would do great service to Jesus. So let's hear the word, John chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And thus far the reading of God's word. So we see here that some hard questions being asked of John. And I love how clear John is in his answers. You might think he's evasive. He's not. He's doing the work God sent him to do. And that all is because John knew who he was. And as we consider three ways in which we see that John knew who he was, we can learn that in our own witness, in our own walk, we have a guide here to show us what it means to know who we are. Because when it comes right down to it, we have to understand our part in order to make sure that we fulfill our part. And that's all by the grace of God. But he expects us to follow and to know who we are. So let's see what we learn from John. In verses 19 and 20, this is when they show up and they're wanting to know exactly what is going on. And they ask this question, "Who are you?" And he answers. He says, "I'm not the Christ." Well, there we see that knowing who we are, like John knew who he was, it means we have to clearly state our subordination to Jesus. Friends, it is not about us. It's about Jesus. If we're trying to build our kingdom, we're going to fail. We're not made to have a kingdom. We're made to be servants of the King. We have to clearly state our subordination to Jesus. John was clear. He was not Jesus. He was there for another reason. He knew who Jesus was. And so, just as John, we too can best show that we know who we are when we clearly state our subordination to Jesus. That's verses 19 and 20. In verses 21 to 23, this is when they rattle off those questions. It's like rapid fire questions. Who are you then, Elijah? Nope. The prophet? Nope. And that's the one that Moses spoke would about coming. They said, no, that's not me. And then they said, well, who are you? I mean, they're not giving up. I'll give them that. They're persistent. Who are you? And John says, I'm the one that Isaiah prophesied about. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness to make straight the way of the Lord. When John does this, he demonstrates that he knew who he was because he understood that his calling was in service to Jesus. And if we would know who we are, if you really know who you are, if I really know who I am, then it begins with stating our subordination to Jesus, but it continues with clearly stating that our calling is in service to Jesus. Friend, God gave each of us spiritual gifts, but none of those gifts are for our self-promotion. They're not for any other agenda than serving Jesus. And we need to understand that. It's so easy to mistake the gift for the giver and think that the gift is the end game, and it's not. God opposes that kind of pride. He doesn't honor it. He opposes it. We shouldn't seek it. We need to understand that our calling is in service to Jesus. We need to be clear about that to ourselves and to others. We're subordinate to Jesus, and our calling is in service to Jesus. And then in verses 24 and 28, this is when, because they don't give up easy, they say, well then, you're not the Christ, you're not Elijah, you're not the prophet, why are you baptizing? And John, he never answers that question in this context. Basically, he just says, yeah, I baptize with water, but there's one among you, and you don't even know who he is, the Messiah. Now, you would think that Israel, at this point, longing to see Messiah, would recognize Messiah in their midst, but they didn't. They rejected him. I mean, he came offering the kingdom, and they just declined him more than once. And we're still waiting on Israel to turn. And I believe that the scriptures are true. They will. They haven't done it yet. Well, John, without getting caught up in their word games, without getting caught up in giving them information that wasn't essential for them, he makes it all about how great Jesus is. And we learn there that John knew who he was because he could clearly state the supremacy of Christ. He understood he was subordinate to Christ. He understood his calling was in service to Christ. And he understood and clearly stated the supremacy of Christ. What about you? If you know who you are, if you know who you are in Christ, if you know what God's about in your life, then you're not going to have any problem clearly stating the supremacy of Christ. It is not about us. It's about Jesus. And so let's know who we are. Let's clearly state our subordination to Jesus, just like John did. Let's clearly state our calling is in service to Jesus, just like John did. And let's clearly state the supremacy of Christ, just like John did. That, when you make it all about Jesus, that's how you know who you are. And you realize it's all about Him. Amen.